Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you this week, different Hebrew words that have been translated in the King James Version of the Bible into the word praise. There are actually 7 different Hebrew words that have been translated into the word praise. I'm going to share with you another one of those 7 words. This will be the 3rd one here this morning. This Hebrew word is pronounced halal, and the definition of it is to make a show of, or to boast about, or to rave about, or to celebrate. This word is used 165 times in the King James, and we find it in Psalm 150, and I think I'm going to read that psalm to you this morning. There's a number of verses there where David talks about praising the Lord in every verse. I'm going to read that psalm, just a short psalm, but listen carefully. He says here, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. And the last verse says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. This short psalm, Psalm 150, is full of the word praise. David here is calling us to praise God, to praise the Lord. He's saying here, praise him with musical instruments. And then he says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Each one of those words, praise, was taken from the Hebrew word to make a show of, halal. And that, like I said, the definition of that word is to make a show of, or to boast about, or to rave about. And in every verse of this psalm has that word in it at least once, some of them twice. So as I think about the meaning of this word that was translated in English as praise, there are a number of things that come to my mind as I think about the meaning of this word, halal. Some young men like to make a show of their car or their pickup truck. They just think the world and all of that thing. They dote over their vehicle. They tell their friends about the features of it. They point out all the things that excite them about it. They literally make a show of it, and they boast about its advantages over another make vehicle. Well, and that happens a lot. But that's the meaning of this word, except it's in the context of making a show of God, boasting about God, being excited about God, raving about God, who he is and what he's done for you, what he's done for us. There are other folks that do the same thing with their new cell phone. They show off their cell phone to their friends. They rave about its advanced features. Oh, the picture quality is so much better. They like all the different apps, and they go on and on and on. They point out why it's so much better than an iPhone, or why the iPhone is better than the Android, and on they go. Well, again, that's the meaning of this word halal, to make a show of, to boast about, to rave about, or to celebrate. Do we do that about God? Think about that. Some folks rave about the flavor of their favorite ice cream or dessert or pastry, or how heavenly a grilled steak was, or something that they had off the grill from somewhere. And then maybe they'll have their friends over to enjoy the same food with them, and together they rave about the goodness and the flavor of it. Well, that's the meaning of this word, except again, it's in the context of making a show of God, who he is, raving about his goodness, how he blessed us, how he met a specific need in our life, and on and on and on. We can go talking about different things like that, things that God does for us. Here's another aspect of this word, halal. Here in our culture, we celebrate various things like birthdays, anniversaries, graduation, and so on. And it's exciting to watch children grow and celebrate their birthdays. I remember one of our little grandchildren just 2 years ago, he celebrated his first birthday. And my, that was an exciting time. Well, each birthday, each anniversary is a milestone, and we recognize that with joy and we celebrate the event. Well, again, that's the meaning of this word, except it's in the context of celebrating what God does for us. We celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's celebrate more when God does great things for us. That brings glory to God. And believe me, he gets blessed if we choose to do that. Do you get the picture here? This word that was translated into English as praise has so much depth in its meaning. To make a show of, to boast about, to rave about, to celebrate. So, is that how you praise Creator God and the Lord Jesus Christ? I think we should be. It should be a way of life. It should be a part of who we are, not just something we put on. It's who we are. It's what we're about. Praising God in this way was not out of the ordinary for the Hebrew people in the Old Testament, and we would do well to put it to practice too. Well, these truths, I believe, are for our instruction, and we do well to pay attention to these truths in God's Word and put them to practice. I encourage you, begin today. Rave about the goodness of God to those around you. Think about that. The next time you find yourself raving about the goodness of something, whether it's food or whatever, ask yourself, when did I last rave about something God did for me? Well, we should be doing that. The next time you find yourself getting excited about a specific something and talking to others about that something, ask yourself, when was the last time you got excited about something God did for you and you shared that with others? Well, I believe we have a lot of room to grow in this area. I really do. I encourage you, let's grow together in it. Let's give God the praise and the adoration that he is worthy of. And God will be blessed, and you will be blessed by it as well. The Lord bless your day.